Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Speaking of Fireman Jim. Good morning, Fireman Jim.
Morning, Bob and Brian.
I'm not mad, Fireman Jim.
You shouldn't be.
I'm sad.
Sad?
I'm kind of sad because I feel like we're running out of gas. When I say we, I mean the Brewers.
Yes.
I mean,
you can say we. We're part of that.
That outing by Junior Guerra last night went 1 1/3, 4 runs. Yeah. How many hits? How many walks? It was bad. It was
13
bad.
10 of the 13 batters you face reach base. That's never a good outing. And he just pitches away.
And I'm not
we
mad,
won't see him again.
I would be mad if I thought that they weren't taking it seriously. I don't think that at all.
No.
I don't think anybody's trying any less hard than they tried in April or May or June. I just feel like
it's like good game, bad game, good game, bad game. They're not hitting that stride where they need it like the Cubs are doing right now. They're in their stride right now, which is where we want to be. They have a good game Sunday, and then, boo.
I don't think Craig.
What would five games in a row do for them?
If they won five in a row?
Yeah.
Well, and you hope the Cubs are.
That wouldn't be like a giant.
That's huge.
It wouldn't be like a huge streak. It wouldn't be like.
No, it's
no, but
it's
with 30 doable. Games to go, winning five in a row, that would be gigantic.
We have 29 to go, I think. Right?
29 starting today.
29 starting today. We have 29 games left.
But yeah, at this point in the season, that would be
that's
big.
Great.
Yeah, that would
I figure 90 games for a wild card.
Yeah.
Some people think that's too low. I mean, last year, I think the two teams that made the wild card in both leagues were like, one had 91 wins, the second team had like 87. So this year, you got a big clump going on here in the National League, especially. I think 90 can do it. That means what, 17 and 12, right? 17 and 12 the rest of the way. It means you got to get a couple winning streaks in there.
Sure. Yeah.
And you definitely do. So five in a row, bam.
You want to get on some kind of a roll somewhere if you're going to make the playoffs. Yep. You don't want to stagger into them.
No. And you play the Cubs 6 times.
Right. And you said last week, the question was you asked us,
right?
Have you given up on the division yet? And I said, no. It was like 3.5 games last week when you were here. It may be as much as 6 by 1 o'clock today because
correct.
Cubs have to finish up against the Mets. We don't know how that game's going to go.
Could
be
5, could be 6. Now you're talking a tough club.
Now are you starting to, are you giving up on the division yet?
Even I'm not giving up on the division. I mean, it's a tough to gain 5 games in 20 out of 20, but it's definitely doable. I mean, you can easily do it. The thing is, we got the Cubs 6 more times, so there it is. 5-1 against them. You like saying 6-0?
What are we, 4-9 against them now?
We're not doing well against them, but that's in the past.
Okay.
Of course, since they acquired Daniel Murphy, they're undefeated, and they're on that big winning streak, and that's a huge acquisition for them, you know? And that paid out for them, obviously. We tried to get Harvey, who we're facing today. That fell through. I mean, we can't rely on, you know, these free agents come in and out.
Is 2 years a pattern, or do you have to have 3 years to be a pattern?
I think 3.
But kind of doing the same thing we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
We roar out. We have a good first half of the season up to the All-Star break. And about the All-Star break, it seems like we have a little bit of a lead going into that. And then the Cubs pick up steam, and we lose steam, and here we are again.
We missed the division. We missed the playoffs by 1 game last year. Don't want to do that again. Want to make it by at least 1 game, right?
You do it once. That's just what you do.
Right.
Do it twice.
Learn from your mistake, maybe.
Is it a thing?
That's what I'm wondering. Is it a pattern at 2? 3 is definitely a pattern, right? Well, this is what we do every year.
I think so. Don't give up on it.
But like I said,
I'm half game up, but it's a lot of teams.
Like I said, I'm not mad. I'm kind of sad because it seems like the writing is on the wall. The Cardinals are red hot since they fired Mike Matheny.
Yes, they are.
I mean, they are just on.
I know there's
fire.
People you read these. I'm going to call them idiot fans that are calling for Council's head. I mean, it's not easy managing a major league team around the stretcher, and he's playing with what he's got. The players aren't performing. Should he have brought Albers in and for the second inning? Probably not. I think that was a mistake. Albers. I don't think he belongs with this team anymore. He's not pitching well.
I don't think you're alone there.
Not at all. You know, Guerra, we can say it. He's had his last start. I mean, will he be on the team come September? They're doing the September call-ups in a week, less than a week.
Right.
They're getting some pitching help. There's going to be some surprise in there. They're going to get the help they need for that.
I feel like with all of these things, the All-Star game came a week too late for the Brewers because they had that bad run in Pittsburgh, 5 straight losses going into the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the call-ups are a week too late because I feel like we need them now.
They need them.
Because we just need some bodies.
We've had a lot of off games.
But if they were that, if the call-ups of those guys in the minors were that good, they'd be here already, right?
Right.
So how much help can you really expect other than, like, fresh bodies?
Fresh bodies and be able to rest your pitching. Pitching is key. We got our three great relief pitchers and it's falling off.
Turned on a faucet as wide open as it'll go. And the water is still just kind of
trickling
out. I agree.
I mean, our bullpen, you know, we got the top three with Jeffress and the rest of our bullpen, the Hader. Why did they bring Hader in yesterday to face Scooter Jeanette, who's been our thorn lately, mm-hmm. who rocks that triple?
Yep. Always.
Why was Hader
not? Who will get the big hit? Scooter Jeanette.
He did it
every single time. Right. Who'll hit four home runs in a game? Scooter Jeanette.
Right after me.
He did it last year.
And we're not talking about Yelich like we should. I mean, that guy brought us back in the game. Also, right. Down 6-0 after two innings.
Right.
Yelich hits a solo blast, and then he comes up later in the game, 3-run bomb.
Yeah.
Now we're only down by one. Looking
good.
That guy
has such, Yelich has such a great swing, doesn't he?
He does. You watch him in the box, and he is just relaxed.
Just looks,
he's waiting for the pitch to come, and then he loads up, and just that. The hips, everything.
It doesn't look like he's ever swinging for the fence or anything. He's just the same swing all the time.
Lefties, man, I can't stand him. Man, he is, I mean, let's talk about him. I mean, he has been the main man right now, obviously. Aguilar, since the All-Star game, not so much. He hasn't hit a homer in a few weeks. He's hitting a lot of dull plays.
But I'm not surprised by that. He couldn't keep that pace up.
No, but now you got.
But they wrote him while he was hot, and then we knew somebody else had to get hot and kind of pick that up. You know, somebody else had to do it, and. Is Yelich the guy? I don't know. He's got
Braun's been picking it up, so that's why Thames has been sitting now. He's been sitting a lot lately. So you know, again, they're playing that lineup change a lot. You know, Scopes, he hasn't been doing his thing. I mean, he had a couple of hits on Sunday, and then again, he's back on the bench. So he's been playing with that lineup. Is he playing with it? Is it tinkering too much? Does he want to get a solid lineup? And you know, baseball nowadays, a lot of teams don't have the same lineup all the time like they used to. You just don't see that.
I have a question, Fireman Jim. What is it, buddy? And this isn't just Miller Park. This is baseball parks. Across the country,
mm-hmm.
The padding on the wall in the outfield. There was a ball that was hit out to Thames over the last week. It rolled out there, and it stuck under the padding, but it's still a live ball.
Right.
He can't throw his arms up and go, hey, it's stuck. No, it's a live ball. And they talk about that before every game, right?
Mm-hmm.
They call
between
the
wall and the padding.
The ground.
From the top.
From the ground and the bottom of the pad. It was wedged in there. It rolled in there.
Right.
You could see it. He could reach under and grab it, but it wasn't a dead ball. And I thought, well, that's a dead ball. Give up on it. That's a ground rule double. It's not. That's a live ball. I found that out later. Why don't we bring the padding down to the ground? Now, if they tell me, well, padding will rot. Major League Baseball makes enough money to replace the padding.
That's what you're saying.
We have a roof on the place. So I don't want to hear about, well, you don't want that in contact with the ground. That's not going to be good for the padding. Why don't we just bring them all the way down where the ball can't roll in there and get stuck? How hard would that be?
I don't know. See, at The Rock, we have windscreens, so we don't have padding on the walls. So I'm not sure how that works.
Can you put tar on the bottom of the padding?
I just don't know why we just leave a spot just big enough for a ball to roll in there and wedge itself. And why do we do that? Why don't we lower it? Okay, if touching ground is a problem, keep it a half.
It wasn't bouncing around anymore then, right?
It would have bounced back to him. It would have, if at that angle, it would have come straight back to him. But I don't get that.
What about the ivy?
How many times has it happened? Is it a real problem?
Happens all
it happens
the time
once in a while.
All the time in the season.
No, if it gets lost in the ivy at Wrigley, that's a dead
right.
Ball.
Then it's a ground rule double. Put
there's
your
no
arms.
There's no padding
up
behind that ivy, is there?
No, that's wall. That's
it's
just brick.
Yeah,
no, it's not going to crawl on.
I don't know if that ivy protects your shoulders too much when you're colliding with the wall at Wrigley.
I love that look though. It's so unique.
Yeah,
I mean, you know what ballpark you're looking at.
Oh, for sure.
And it's been there forever. So I do love that about Wrigley.
Were you watching the game early last night when they had the play where the guy vacated third base?
Okay, let's talk about that. Two out,
right?
Guy at third. There was a double play.
Well,
got the guy at second. Throw to first was late.
Safe.
Two out.
Yep.
The guy from third who went from second to third.
Right.
Trots into the dugout.
Doesn't even touch third base.
Trots to the dugout like innings over.
Yep.
The Brewers throw to third. Umpires go, not out. How?
Because the umpires blew it.
How can you not be out?
Because the umpire called timeout too early.
We finally got that explanation. We got that explanation at some point. Because counsel came out to go, he's out. He's not even there. He's in the dugout.
He didn't touch third base.
Right.
He should have been out. The umpires can't call time until the play is over. And the play wasn't over until the guy's out or is safe on a base. He never got to third, so the play is still alive. Yep. We could have really got screwed. He got the out the next batter.
Exactly.
But
it didn't cost.
The lineup rotated, so who knows?
I mean,
the game's all different now.
But that is a microcosm of where we are right now,
it
seems like.
It's just a little something
we're not getting any break.
The base paths would make you.
Schroeder said he gave up his opportunity. How's the rule book read? He gave up his opportunity to
advance a base?
Something like that. Bill was saying
he explained it. And, I mean, he should have been out. But
we didn't know. The umpires had called timeout. We're all going, no, he's out. He's not there. Council wasn't told. He called.
Home plate, you saw him. He raised his hands before when they get thrown into first base, he was called safe. The umpire threw his hands up right away for some reason.
If that were Little League, parents and coaches would have had to have been restrained. guarantee you.
There would have been fist fights going on.
Right. That would have been one you saw on the news.
Yep. So, I mean, it happens in baseball. Even in the highest level of baseball, mistakes are made. Umpires make mistakes.
So that's why he wasn't out, because the umpire said.
The umpire called time. So once time is out, then the play is over. You can't make any more outs or runs.
That guy thought it
was
the third out. He had no idea time had been called.
No.
He didn't. He got lucky.
How did he not get to third base by the time there was turning a double play? He's just jogging. I mean, he had the wrong outs. Again, that's not the reason why we lost the game.
It's one of those games where it's one of those things like when an outfielder catches a fly ball, it's two outs, and they flip it to the crowd. Here you go. Then they got to go get it back from the guy in the crowd.
The fan, no. Then the play is dead. That's like an overthrow, so two bases are awarded usually.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, I like that.
You see the panic on their face. Give me that.
So we got the Reds still. Then what do we got after that? Oh, yeah, we go to Washington. They're playing poorly, but they're not.
There's no easy games for the Brewers.
There's not the way they're playing right now.
They're 8-11 over their last 19 games.
Right. So you got Zach Davies coming back. He's going to start Sunday.
We supposedly had the easiest schedule in the major leagues for the rest of the season. Based on record, and it's not.
Reds, Nationals
division games, and that's the problem. So expect Davies to start on Sunday. He went 9 innings yesterday in single A, but still 9. He only threw 85 pitches to get through a full game, so he's throwing strikes.
We were told a long time ago by our friends. Chris Bosio and Bill Wegman, who were starting pitchers with the Brewers some time ago. That's not an easy assignment to go down to the minors.
It's not.
Because those guys are just swinging at everything.
Yes, they're amped up. They want to show their – look at these guys are major league pitchers. Yeah. I want to show my manager how good I am. They're hacking, man. They're not walking.
They said swinging. Those things are just – you're set up to be embarrassed at those things as a pitcher in the major leagues.
Right.
Yeah, because you can't work the batter.
They're just gonna pitch away. Well, he shut him out, so he did his job. Right. I think he's gonna start on Sunday. I think Junior Guerra might get optioned out. I don't think he's gonna pitch. There's not room for him and Albers in our roster right now.
So who goes?
I think they both will go. I think, but there's calls coming in, so there's guys waiting. On September 1st to come in and pitch. And they're pitching well.
This is such an about face from where we were just a couple of months ago when our bullpen was like, man, our bullpen is money. When we get into our bullpen, nobody scores. And now our bullpen is like.
We have that three, and then it really shuts back down. So calls are coming. Help is on the way.
Not that we're not real baseball people, but if you're a real baseball person, you're going, this was coming. It was obvious. You just couldn't do it with that starting rotation. They were going to wear that bullpen out.
Yeah, and they are worn out right now.
Which is kind of, we heard that and we saw it and we were told that
this bullpen
can't last a year like this.
You can't say that. I mean, it's going around the entire league. Managers are handling their bullpens almost like the Brewers do. I mean, it's unless you have those ace stars, which we don't have and many teams don't have. So all teams are going through this right now.
What's your World Series matchup right now?
Right now?
Right now, today, the second.
Red Sox in the American League, National League. That's a tough one. Cubs. Boo. I'm booing myself.
Red Sox.
I'm booing myself.
They're
the two best teams.
Former hard luck teams of all time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That would be a ratings bonanza, hey?
Sure. Yeah, that'd be.
My God.
People wouldn't mind seeing that.
No. But the Red Sox lost three in a row for the first
time. The Cubs are impressive. I've said it all along. Cubs are, they got a great manager.
I know.
They got a great general manager.
And they do.
They have rounded up some serious talent. They are built for stuff like this right now. And unfortunately, we're in the same division.
Yes, we are.
But they're built for this.
Our old division has the Red Sox in it. Right. So, you know.
Well, to be the best, you got to beat the best, right?
Bring them on.
Yeah.
Can we be 50 games over 500?
if we win the rest of our games, we could be.
We don't have the cash Boston and Chicago have to go out and get it. We have to go out and sniff around.
But even the Sox just got swept in Tampa over the weekend, so even they got a little chink in their armor. Tink. And they won yesterday. barely.
So again, today your World Series matchup is the Red Sox. That's not
even. I can't see the Cubs.
Okay. Why? You said it. You just said it.
Dang it!
Just everyone heard it. It's been recorded.
It's been recorded.
So, yeah.
Got a magnet. Could we still use tape? I can get erased.
Food truck night tonight or tomorrow
food
night?
Tomorrow. Get rid of this rain. I'll be moving out. Food trucks and then Eddie Butts on Saturday for Labor Day weekend.
Out at the Rock.
Out at the Rock.
Yeah.
Come on by. I'll be there.
All right.
Not jam with the band. I'll be at food trucks. I'll be watching the band.
Well, gosh, Fireman Jim. It's always good to see you.
Hold the faith, guys.
All right. Like I said, I'm just sad. I'm not mad.